Hey there, welcome back to The Dang Good Show. I'm Christine, but you can call me C-Dang. Today, we're diving deep into something close to my heart, and I bet to many of yours as well, resilience in the face of adversity. You know, that incredible ability to bounce back stronger, no matter what life throws at us. I'll share a bit of my journey and the harsh lessons learned. And of course, we'll explore how you too can foster resilience in your own life. And that's not all. We'll look into navigating changes, whether in relationships or after a job loss. So grab your favorite drink and let's have this meaningful conversation. First, let's break it down. What does it really mean to be resilient? It's more than just surviving challenges. It's about using those challenges as a springboard to grow stronger and more adaptable. Think of resilience as your emotional immune system, protecting and healing you from life's inevitable setbacks. I've had my fair share of bumps along the way. Each setback was a lesson in disguise, teaching me that with every change comes an opportunity to learn and adapt. This mindset shift wasn't easy, but it was necessary, which involves patience and practice. It helped me understand that resilience isn't about avoiding change, but embracing it as a pathway to growth. Let me take you back to a time that tested every ounce of my resilience. My first solo trip, and guess where? Seoul, South Korea. Mind you, this was my first trip overseas. Imagine this, landing in a foreign country, an entirely new world, not knowing the language, and not knowing and having no one but yourself to rely on. Scary? Absolutely. Life-changing? Without a doubt. What an unforgettable journey it turned out to be. I was there for about 4 months. That trip pushed me out of my comfort zone in every possible way, forcing me to trust my instincts and judgment like never before. There I was, figuring things out on my own, making mistakes, and learning from them in real time. It was in those moments, trying to make sense of signs I couldn't read and places I didn't know, that I found out just how resilient I could be. Navigating the streets of Seoul and facing challenges without a familiar shoulder to lean on has taught me an invaluable lesson about resilience. Curiosity became my compass, and that positive outlook, it turned what could have been a bunch of panic-filled days into an epic adventure. It's like every new challenge was just a hidden door waiting to be opened, leading to something even more amazing. That trip taught me a crucial life lesson. Adversity isn't just a hurdle. It's an invitation to grow, to expand beyond what we think we're capable of. Now, whenever life throws curveballs at me, I remind myself of Seoul. I remember that with a bit of curiosity and a positive mindset, there's always something good waiting on the other side of fear. It's about embracing the uncertainty, letting go of those inner doubts, and just diving in. Trust me, it's a game changer. Let's chat about how we can start flexing our resilience muscles. First off, resilience isn't something you're just magically born with. Nope. It's more like a muscle you've got to work out and build up over time. So, how do we get started? Number one, roll with the changes. Here's the deal with change. It's gonna happen whether we like it or not. And if we really think of it, change is the only constant in life. Let me repeat that. Change is the only constant in life. But here's a little secret. It's actually packed with opportunities, not just headaches. Think of change as life's way of nudging us to learn and toughen up. It's like the universe's own training program. So when life throws a curveball your way, instead of ducking, try asking, what's the lesson here? Move to a new city? Well, there's a chance to craft a new adventure. New job? A step to level up your skills. Break up? Maybe it's time for some self-discovery. It's all about flipping the script on change, seeing it not as a buzzkill, but as your ticket to becoming more resilient. Embracing change means getting comfy with being a bit uncomfortable. And that, my friend, is where real growth happens. By shifting how we see these moments, what once felt like stressors can turn into your personal resilience boot camp. Exciting, right? So next time life shakes things up, let's not shy away. Let's dive in, curiosity first, and ask ourselves, how can we grow from it? Number two, rally your crew and stay connected. Listen, we're all social creatures by nature, right? Going solo on the resilience train isn't how it works. A solid crew, family, besties, or even a community group can be a game changer when the going gets tough. Think of them as your personal cheer squad, ready with a pep talk and some sage advice, or just there to lend an ear when things get heavy. When life throws a curveball, having folks to lean on can make all the difference. It's like having a safety net. Knowing that they're there can give you the courage to face whatever comes your way. And here's the kicker. Asking for help or opening up about the stuff weighing on you isn't a weakness. Nope, it's the opposite. It's like leveling up in the game of resilience. So keep those lines of connection open. Share the load and let the strength of your squad help lift you. And yeah, make sure you're turning to someone who gets it, someone you trust, and or who's walked a mile in your shoes. It's about sharing, supporting, and growing stronger together. Trust me, it makes all the difference. When I made friends in Seoul, it was with those who made the same leap of faith and traveled thousands of miles away from home. They helped me get more comfortable in new territories. Number three, cultivate a positive mindset. Our perspective on life's challenges can make all the difference. Let's dive into how flipping our mindset can seriously change the game when it comes to resilience. It's not about the glass being half full or half empty. It's about figuring out how to fill the rest of the way. You know, it's all about zooming in on solutions instead of getting stuck on the problems. Ask yourself, what's in my control here? Then hit the ground running with those things. Let go of the stuff you can't change that's not in your control. It's like trying to teach a cat to sing. Totally pointless and very stressful. And hey, remember to give yourself some props for the small wins. Those little moments of triumph pile up and boost your spirits. Keeping an optimistic vibe can be your secret weapon through the rough patches because it has helped me. Have you ever tried jotting down some things you're grateful for? It might sound simple, but scribbling down the good stuff in a gratitude journal can help you anchor during stormy weathers. It's not about pretending the tough stuff doesn't exist, but about spotlighting the silver linings and the learning opportunities lurking in those challenges. So next time the going gets tough, let's not default to doom and gloom. Let's lean into the positivity, celebrate every step forward, and keep our eyes peeled for growth and silver linings. Trust me, It's a perspective shift that can make all the difference. Next, let's explore navigating challenges like job loss or relationship changes. I'm here to outline a more accessible and practical roadmap for strengthening resilience. I've been doing a lot of soul searching for this episode. Each situation requires a unique approach, right? Consider each step we discuss as an essential part of the journey, not just getting through tough times, but thriving in the face of it. Enjoying what you're hearing? Fantastic! To make sure you're always in the loop with the latest episode, just hit that subscribe button. Your support makes all the difference. And hey, this podcast thrives because of awesome listeners like you. So a big shout out for that. And of course, I'm on Instagram. Find and follow me at Christine_Dang. Lastly, looking for more information on what we discussed today? Just cruise on over to thedanggoodshow.com. Click on the episode you're curious about and voila, access to the show notes. Now, without further ado, let's jump back into the show. Consider a common scenario, losing a job. It's an experience many of us might face, filled with uncertainty and fear. Imagine you just lost your job, like I did last summer due to the company's financial struggles. It's a tough spot, filled with a ton of what now moments and honestly, a bit of fear, worrying that I might not be able to find a job or worse, unable to pay my rent. So, what's the game plan for bouncing back with resilience? First off, it's cool to feel all those feelings, being upset, scared, or whatever's bubbling inside is part of the deal. Now, here's where the mindset magic happens. Start asking yourself, what's the lesson here? Maybe it's your golden ticket to chase after what you love or to skill up in areas you've been curious about. Here's three stages to help you get through a job loss. Number one, feeling the feels, understanding and accepting the emotions. Losing a job can trigger a whirlwind of emotions, from shock and denial to anger and sadness. Job loss hits hard. The first step in the resilience playbook is to allow yourself to experience these emotions fully. It's essential to acknowledge and accept your feelings without judgment. It's not about brushing them under the rug, but facing them head on. This step is crucial to healing and gearing up for what comes next. Number two, change your viewpoint by shifting your perspective. Once you've given yourself time to process emotions, the next step is to shift your perspective, or in other words, flip the script. Begin to view the setback not as a defeat, but an opportunity for growth and exploration. Ask yourself, what new paths are now open to me? Whether pursuing a career path more aligned with your passions or returning to school to gain new skills, there's always a silver lining waiting to be discovered. Number three, taking action towards growth. With a fresh perspective, lay out some concrete, actionable steps you can take to move forward. Now's the perfect moment for self-reflection and skill building. This could be sprucing up your resume, hitting up your network for new opportunities, or even exploring the entrepreneurial side you've always dreamt about. Taking action shows you're the boss of your own journey. Beefing up your resilience by proving you've got what it takes to tackle whatever hurdles come your way. So, sign up for that course you've been eyeing, or discover resources that can boost your professional game. It's all about growth, baby. Through all this, keep your spirits high and don't skimp on looking after yourself. Tackling resilience in the face of job loss is about acknowledging your feelings, shifting how you see the situation, plotting out your next moves, and not forgetting to take care of yourself along the way. It's about finding that inner strength and using what feels like a setback as a stepping stone for something extraordinary. And now, what about relationships? Navigating challenges in relationships is a profound test of resilience. Let's use the example of going through a significant disagreement or even a breakup with a close friend or partner to illustrate how resilience can guide us through relational adversity and lead to personal growth. Some of this might sound familiar because I've touched on it earlier, but trust me, for some folks, it might make more sense from the relationship side. Here's six stages after a heartbreak. Number one, acknowledging and processing emotions. Relationship challenges often provoke intense emotions that are different from those of a job loss. It's crucial to begin with acknowledging these feelings, be it sadness, anger, or betrayal. Allowing yourself to feel these emotions without rushing to overcome them is vital. The process involves maybe journaling, therapy, or conversations with trusted individuals. Number two, reflecting on the situation. Once you've allowed yourself space to feel, the next step is reflection. This involves looking at the relationship and the disagreement or breakup from a broader perspective. Questions I often ask myself were, what might have gone wrong? Were there reoccurring issues? Reflection can help you understand the other person's perspective and your own deeper needs and patterns in relationships. Number three, learning from the experience. Every relationship, regardless of its outcome, offers valuable lessons. You may have discovered more about your boundaries, communication style, or what you truly value in relationships. This is a time to take those lessons to heart, understanding that they will serve you in building stronger, healthier relationships in the future. Number four, taking action for self-improvement. Now, armed with insights from your reflection and learning, you can take concrete steps towards self-improvement. This could mean working on communication skills, setting clear boundaries, or engaging in personal development activities to enhance emotional intelligence and resilience. Number five, practicing self-compassion and care. As you navigate this period, practice self-compassion. Remember, it's okay to be imperfect and that growth often comes from facing and overcoming challenges. Prioritize self-care practices to replenish your emotional well-being and keep you grounded. Number six, rebuilding and forming new connections. With time, as you heal and grow, you'll find yourself ready to build new relationships or perhaps rebuild the old ones on stronger, healthier foundations. Each new connection offers a chance to apply the lessons you've learned, contributing to more fulfilling and resilient relationships. For example, imagine you took the time to dive into your emotions and what the relationship taught you after a horrible breakup. You realize that you often compromise your own needs to avoid conflict. This insight led you to focus on assertiveness and clearly communicating your relationship needs. As a result, your future relationships became more balanced and fulfilling, demonstrating that through resilience, you were able to transform a challenging breakup into an opportunity for significant personal growth. By approaching relationship challenges with resilience, through emotional processing, learning, and proactive self-improvement, you not only recover from the immediate pain, but also emerge stronger, more self-aware, and better equipped for future relationships. Resilience is about so much more than just getting through the tough times. It's about how we emerge from them stronger, wiser, and more adaptable. Remember my journey to Seoul? It taught me that no matter how daunting the challenge, there's always a way through it, and usually something incredible is waiting on the other side. As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to look at your life. Where can you practice resilience? How can you turn your current challenges into opportunities for growth? Remember, you're stronger than you think, and you're only getting stronger with each challenge. Thanks for tuning in to The Dang Good Show. Keep facing life with courage and positivity. And never forget, something great always comes from adversity. Until next time, stay resilient and keep bouncing back stronger. Much love, C-Dang signing out. Thank you for joining us on The Dang Good Show. Remember to swing by our website, thedanggoodshow.com, where you can easily subscribe on platforms like Apple, Google, and Spotify to keep up with our latest episodes. Loved what you heard today? A thumbs up and a positive review on your favorite listening platform would be incredibly appreciated. And if our show struck a chord with you, sharing it with just one friend can help our community grow and thrive. Thanks once more for lending your ears to me on The Dang Good Show. Until we meet again, take care and goodbye.